just landed in the Holy Land. It's my first opportunity to share some Divrei Torah with the Tzibur of Lomdim. Especially appropriate to start here right in what I consider my own yeshiva. With Talmidim Muflogim, Rav Bednar Shlita Berosham. Rav Miller Shlita spoke to me last night and he asked that I say a shir on Dina de Malchus Adina. So that's the reason I'm saying on this particular topic. I want to share with you a chiddush which I've really never spoken about publicly before, which relates directly to Masechta Gittin, and it was born of a particular incident which transpired in our Bezdin a short while ago. A little over a month ago. Maisa Shehoya Kachoya. There was an individual, rather sleazy fellow. He had two names, for example. One name, an AK or another name. And he refused to give his wife a get. Refused to come to Beis Din. And the Beis Din placed what we call a siruv on him. A siruv means he's a messiah of Ladin. He refuses to come to a Din Torah. Now, as we shall see soon, if someone refuses to come to a Din Torah in monetary matters, so if the defendant refuses to come, the plaintiff can appeal to the Beis Din to get what we call a heter arkos. Normally, as you well know, two Jews may not deal in a non-Jewish court. However, if one Jew refuses to come, well, what's the plaintiff supposed to do? So they give him what we call a heter arkos to proceed in a secular court to get his money. Clearly, Gittin is different, and that's what we'll be discussing today. In any event, this fellow refused to come to a Din Torah. Beis Din put a siruv on him. And then what happened was the judge got involved in the secular court. And the judge said to this guy, listen, mister, you should give your wife a get. That's part of the public policy considerations of some of the secular courts in New York State. There's a judge in Brooklyn. And he said to him, you know, in a certain sense, if you don't give a get by a certain time, you're going to be in contempt of court. Contempt of court, for those who know something about the law, means there's a strong possibility that you sit in jail. Our Beis Din was asked to come to the court judge's chambers in Brooklyn to arrange for the get right then and there. Sock was, we can't do that because it didn't call get me'usa. I'm not sure if you have learned the Gemaras yet. I'm not sure if you've done the end of the Masechta. I want you all to turn to the Gemara and that pay chesem of days, I believe that's where it is. So the very end of the Masechta. The Mishnah tells us get me'usa be Yisrael kosher. A forced get by a Beis Din Shel Yisrael is kosher in certain limited circumstances. It's called kedin. When may you, in fact, enforce a get? What the Gemara calls kofan osa ashyam erotin, in very limited cases. Described not in our Masechta, but primarily in Masechta Ksubas. Uva'ov de gechavim, posel. Non-Jewish courts forces them to give a get. In the same circumstances, it's posel. However, uva'ov de gechavim, choftan osa, over omrim lo, asei mash Yisrael, if the Beis Din uses the non-Jewish court as a vehicle to force them, because they have more power, more strength, then it's kosher. The Gemara tells us, this is a very important source, we'll skip towards the bottom of this daf before the next Mishnah. The Gemara tells us, Hayomer Rabbi Meir, Kol mokom shatamotzi agorios shel akum afal pisha dinem kedina Yisrael iyater asher lizokik lohem shenemar ve'ela mishpotem asher tosen lifneim lo lifnei akum. Even though they are judging in accordance with our Shulchan Aruch, you may not go there. a very important thing. So, to summarize, there are certain cases of get ma'us which are kosher, but only in the following cases. A, it's what we call kedin, the limited cases that the Chazal describe in Masechta Ksuvos. Amuka shchin, let's give you one example. Amuka shchin, she can't live with him. They refuse to give a get, or force him to give a get. But it has to be done either by a Bezdin Shel Yisrael themselves, or the Bezdin Shel Yisrael appoints the Goyish thugs, if you will. The thugs can have lead pipes, and they can wear robes and have wigs. I don't care what they look like, but as long as they can convince the guy or force the guy to give the get, as an agent of the Bezdin, it's good. Clearly our case did not rise to this level on two grounds. Number one, we didn't have sufficient knowledge, despite the sleaziness of this individual. Anything that he did rose to the level of a case where we are permitted to force him to give a get, number one. Number two, it wasn't us. It was the Bezdin Shel Goyim, not at our behest at all. So therefore the psak was that we're not going to cooperate with the judge. P.S. It never came to that. Now that not only did we refuse to cooperate, but the guy refused to cooperate. He said, shtick, hired a new lawyer, it all came to nothing. But this, you know, this discussion, this real life case that happened a bit over a month ago, led to a very important discussion within the Chavrei HaBezdin. Would there be any grounds if this is the only chance we have? There's a real mokum igun. There's no other way he's going to give a get to have the get written on these conditions. And maybe, you know, they say shoot first and ask questions later. Maybe we'll be able to find a way how to be machshir the get. So as a result of this, what they call the korach hametziyut, the difficulty of a real life case, I came up with the following chiddush, which I don't think I've shared with anybody beyond the small circle of the Bezdin yet. So here it goes. It starts with a Masechta Gittin on the Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Dina de Malchusa Dina. Okay, very nice. Dina de Malchusa Dina. What's the basis for this halach? What's the basis for this halach? It's not completely clear, but thanks to the wonders of technology, thanks to Rabbi Bednar Shlita, we have in front of us a very primary source, the Oros HaRuah, at the very beginning of Hilchos of Baba Kama, it says Hilchos Arkos. He starts with the Gemara and the Sefer Gittin. We'll read together the Perek HaMegarish. Rav Tarfon says, Kol Mokom Shatamotzi Oguria Shel Akum, Afal Pisha Dinem Kedina Yisrael, Iyata Rasho Lezakak Lehem, Shenemar, Ve'ela Mishpota Masher Tosun Lefneim, For Lefneim Lo Lefnei Dayone Akum. Here every word counts. Shamina Mehosa, The Osir Lodun Lefnei Dayone Akum, The Afal P, Ve'afilu, I'm not sure how to read this, Imdono Osam B'diyeved, should be probably Ve'afilu, Ein Dineim Din, not only are you not allowed to go there, but even post facto, after they already paskind in the secular court, ein dinei emdin. It's botel mavotel. How does he know? The Tana and Hosam get meusa b'Yisrael kosh over akum posel. The other, I mean, it goes through not really the entire sugya. It's a bit complicated, but the critical line is ukim nerab mesharsha v'get hameusa b'akum kedin. What do you mean, kiddin? He's a mukashchin. And the Goyish court forced him to give a get. Pasul midaraisa. Shem shenema lefneem velo lefnei akum. That's a din, and we didn't quite get that far in the Gemara prompt. Also good to see things inside, aside from on sheets. More's over here in Peichesim at base. Rav Mesharshia says, Dvar Torah get Musa Vovka Chovim is kosher. As the mother starts off by saying, Moses is bedusahi. It's possible. It's possible midaraisa. It's no good midaraisa. Even kedin. And why? So the Gemara explains, as the way the Arzuru understood it, because of this din. Lifneev lo lifnei akam. That's the hemshach asugya on getting that peches and advice. Let us proceed now back into the Arzuru. Hola marata. Tafilu b'diyeved akam shedonu ein dineyem din. The ha'akam she'isu afilu b'din haget afilu b'kedin. B'din, kedin. Haget posel. Means posel b'daraisa. That's the proof from Shas Bavli. Continues the Azarua. Tanya ben Michil to Eilam Shpata. Akum shedonu kedin Yisrael shomea ani shedineyem kayomin. Tamid lova ve'elam Shpata ma'ashat atadon et shalahem. Ve'ein heim donem v'asholcha. Fascinating. So therefore the Azarua is quite emphatic in his opening paragraph in the Choshen Mishpat, in the Baba Kama, if you will, the very beginning, that if two Jews went to, put it this way, if a non-Jewish court ruled in accordance with Jewish law, the psak is invalid. And he goes on, Mikan amru, get ha-mehusa b'Yisrael kosher b'akam posel, alma katoni b'edya, ta'akam shedana kedina Yisrael, ein dinehem din. Okay, this is extraordinarily important for many, many reasons. Gimel, yunira b'enai, Shem kiblu aleihem es dayanei akum, shneihem, hatoveh v'hanitva, meretzona, v'dono osam kedin Yisrael, dinem din. What's going on? They both illicitly agreed to have their case heard in the secular court, post facto dinem din. They both agreed. Why is that so? Tikol lemeidak, t'davka heicha shedono osam bal korcham, lo habi dinem din afilu b'diyevi. Dumya, the isui get shema asin also about korach alitanes get. As the Gemara says, that Rav Yosef Yasev called Maasi Agiti also here in Mehid Berav Tarfin the Lefneim Lord of the Akum. Well, hold on, wait. Rav Yosef was Akum. What's pshat in this? Who knows the pshat over here? Abbas, who knows pshat? He's mekater a little bit over here. And also the Lefneim Lord of the had Yotos, same to Russia. Non musmochim, smicha ishmi piyush and Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know the more answer. The very famous answer in Gittin Peches. I know what the answer is. Correct. Shlichu sayo ko avdina. We are doing the work of the earlier batedin who had smicha. We're just simply doing their work, and that's why it works. Says the Azarua. It's all referring to a case where one party is being forced by the other. Aval hecha shekiv the meretzona, afal gav the avru alafneim v'lo afnei akum. Then avera, afal pikein hol the yeshna b'toras dayanim or b'toras dinim. Different kirsos. Who are these people yeshna? The goyim. Kidetana rabbanan b'perek abamisus sheva mitzvus nistava b'nei noach dinim u'birchas Hashem v'chulei dineim din b'diyeva. It's a remarkable chiddush. And there was a ruah. The reason why Dina de Malchus Adina, which we'll see later, is based upon this halacha that the goyim are metzuveh in sheva mitzvahs, and one of the big seven is dinim. So therefore, if the two members of Klal Yisrael violated lifneim lo lifnei akum and decided both of their own volition to go to a non-Jewish court, and the non-Jewish court happened to rule in accordance with Dinei HaTorah, this decision is valid according to Jewish law. And he brings, now we go back to our Gemara. For Ryan, he may be prepared now in Perikama de Gittin, call Ashtora, so Olin, Barakol, Shalakum, Pirish. Shanasu Ashtora, Sayade, Bez, Naakum, Ava Bishachos, Meam Akum, Ksherin, Chutz, we get the notion. Gemara says, skipping a little bit, why? So the Gemara says, Oma Shmuel, Dina de Malchusa, Dina. Halamarata. Tehecha shekiblu al samir etzonam de dineyem din. Kidahacha, shanosa mekabo matona, kiblu osan leidus meretzona. Oma Shmuel, Dina Malchusa, Dina. And Rashi explains in the Mishnah. Why is it that it works? He says, Chutz Megitei Nashim, because why they're not involved in the Torah's Gittin V'Kiddushin. Going on, we're not involved in Gittin V'Kiddushin. What about Dinim? Why is Dinim any better? So Rashi tells us exactly why. Sounds a familiar chord. Rashi says, Avol HaDin Nitztavu B'nei Noach. So Rashi again invokes this idea, Avol HaDin Nitztavu B'nei Noach, in explaining this halacha. This is very important. Very important. Fine. Summarizing, says the Hecha shedano kedine Yisro b'diyeva dineyem din. But the chatchila is not allowed to do it. Lifneyem. Last line again. Avon yidin shayach u'mistaber shaper l'meim ahochi. T'chimiyat eikro ha'inolinyan shelo yodunu osan balkochem. Avon b'ritzonam. So therefore, what emerges? That if they two Jews agree to go to a Goyish court, they're in violation of an Isser. And therefore, if the secular court rules not in accordance with Jewish law, the din is bottle. And by the din being bottle, you're able to eliminate a secondary Isser. The two Isser when it comes to going to a Goyish court. One is that it's a Goyish court, even if they're doing Dinei Yisrael, as we just saw. And two, you shouldn't be going to have Dinei Yaakov applying to you. So if you already went to the Goyish court, they ruled in accordance with Dinei Yaakov, so that it's quite clear from the Arzarua that Pesach is Batel and Mevatel. This will undo the original Issa that was perpetrated when they decided to go to a Goyish court, B, to have Goyish law apply to them. But in the case in which they're luck. The Goyish court decided to rule according to Jewish law. So, Manashach. The Isser that they already violated of going to Goyish court, they did it already. You can't undo that. And the second Isser of having a ruling in accordance with the Goyish law never transpired. Because why? They happened to pass it in accordance with the Jewish law. The man that didn't stand. Is it clear? Fine. This is a very, very important Or Zeruah. Critical. Interestingly, here in on our daf, the Marashal, in Yom Shel Shlomo, has the following statement. This is the last paragraph of the long Yom Shel Shlomo, Simen Chav Beis. When we come up near me, Acha she'eino k'sher min haTorah. So when do we allow these shtoras to work? They have no choice. Or karka, there's certain secular laws. The king insists on it. Oshu siva shemisyarim in ploni. Shalo yahares ha'inyin b'rov al muso v'takfuso. There's some feudal lord, if you don't go to his court, he'll kill you or undo the deal. Al kein makdam lefnei arkos. L'chazik also shtar tzavo. You have every right to do that. Along those lines. Aval hecha. Shebero alibo. Mashal is getting strong over here. Your bad heart. Bocher dosei mushtareh mibli tzorch. For no reason. You just start to go to the goyim instead of and their rules and their documents. When you could have just as easily gone to a Jewish bezdin. El zdon libo. Because of his bad heart convinces him to do what's wrong. Cholila, sheniskokim also ashtar. So, can you imagine? You're learning Gittin Daf Yud. You didn't see this Marashal. You're missing a very significant point. It all depends on the circumstances. V'chem atzasi kosta b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Peretz v'zel l'shono. V'imneser l'chavrei b'chosa malchus. Which means, one person forces the other. He ties him up to go to the secular court. V'chakach haveira rotzo l'tova b'din me'oso tviya shihu neseres lo b'oso t'choso. What happened? This is Maisa b'choyom. Guy goes to second of the court. He sees he's losing. Ah, he takes him to Beis Din. Called two bites at the apple. Right? He says the Ritzel of parrots. No, ain't this cocking law? We ignore this plaintiff. Kevin Shiniach Dine Yisrael Lebochalei Yosef Medine Yamos Ka'olam. Shuv ain't this cocking law? Also Tviya Ad Kan. Kamo shein this cocking law Tovei Asher Tovas Chaver Be'akol Shel Goyim. Lach zero Lebdin Yisrael. That's an important phrase. Lach zero Lebdin Yisrael. Very important halacha here in the Marshal that once an individual goes to a secular court, Reuven takes Shimon to a secular court, and Reuven's losing. So then Shimon is breathing a sigh of relief. All of a sudden he gets hazmana to a bezin from Reuven. Comes to bezin, what is chutz minyak? He took me to secular court. He's losing. Now I take a bezin. Says the Mariber of Peretz. No. You can't have two bites of the apple. You lost. That's all. It's over. This is quoted la halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Simen Chavav in Choshen Mishpat. I'm going to start with the Nesivus here, Sivkot and Gimel, the last source, which said that somewhat different case. There it says that if a person, the plaintiff wants to go to Bezin and the defendant refuses, then the plaintiff can go to secular court. Umatzil b'dineyakam with the head there of Bezin. Fine. Ein smach, nosn la reshus, lehoti shalom. V'niris is in Nesivus, a chiddush gadol. The Mairi Ba'ofen Shiodua Hakov Dayana Yisrael. Bezin's not going to give permission for the guy to go to a secular court unless they know that the Dayana Yisrael know the case that this defendant really has to pay the money B'dina Yisrael. Don't be milva b'shtar v'chayotze. To be milva alper, he has the Dayana Yisrael to lower shus lahotzi. The Eimeinu Chayav lo kol kach. Maybe he's not obligated to pay so much money. Rak b'shamtin also k'shein erotz lo, you put him in chayim. Kol se beis Yosef. Shekosav, she'eino yochol lo hotzi mimenu al pi adrachto, mashma sheyodua shechayev lo kvar. Adrachto is a document of collection. V'chein mucha me'adrisha, shekosav zel l'shono. Shem hoya ha'akum omrim li Yisrael, tein momon zel li Yisrael chavecho, shatachayev lo pi din v'chulim. It's going on an amazing chiddush, which I don't think any bezin in the whole world follows, to my knowledge. The Nesivus is saying that the din of the Ramah, that a guy refuses to come to a bezin, that you can give him a shutz, go to second of the court, is limited to a case where the bezin knows that the defendant owes the money. How is the bezin supposed to know? In almost any case, the bezin can't possibly know. They haven't heard the two sides. They haven't heard that the guy hasn't spoken one word. Maybe he has a winning claim. Nesivus and Gimel is the Shitaso and Beis. And Beis is as follows. The last line. Aval im habal din ba'atzmo yodea shechayev lo pi din Torah. What happened? The case we described earlier. The Tovea goes to secular court. He sees he's losing, comes to Bezin. Bezin throws him out. Says the Nesivus, okay, Bezin threw him out. But I cannot be in violation of the Issa Gezel, I the defendant. I myself know I owe him the money. V'ayid tzorach l'shalim lo. V'afilu imu m'supuk, tzorach lodun l'fnei dayona Yisrael, shelo yesofe Gezel tachas yodo. Incredible. Here you have this fellow, this ruthless fellow, who goes to secular court, sees he's losing, he comes to a Jewish court, and the Jewish court throws him out, as we just learned. Now the defendant has to look himself in the mirror. He'll laugh all the way to the bank, right? No, laugh all the way till you get to the Mesilas Yesharim, and then you get to the local Rav. It's true that he wanted to take $1,000 from me, and a series of two steps. he was sent away by Pachay Nefesh. One, he was losing in court, and then the Bezdin threw him out. But I think I may really owe him $1,000. Despite his unscrupulous behavior, I may really owe him the money. So according to the Nesivos, you have to really go and find out whether you owe the money or not. Rabbi said, to my knowledge, not a single Baldin in history has done this. I believe the two Nesivos know the Shittasa. You have to really follow the Din of Yisrael. And therefore, I can't get permission for him to go to a secular court unless I know he has the enough cold cards to win Bedine Yisrael, which no Bezdin does to my knowledge. And similarly, according to the Nesivos, even this unscrupulous fellow, if the defendant knows he owes him the money or thinks he may owe him the money, he has to clarify it, which again, people don't do. So the question becomes, why not? The Nesivos sounds right. The Nesivos sounds right. As usual, the Nesivos sounds right. So how can the Minig Yisrael is not to follow the Nesivos? So as far as the Balei Din are concerned, you can say, well, they don't want it, they're not interested. But as far as Bezdin, it's hard to say that about Klal Yisrael Kedoshim. But as far as Bezdin, so how do you explain all of this? Okay. So I'd like to quote a Sefer by one of my close chaverim. His name is Rabbi Tzvi Gartner Shlita, lives in Yerushalayim. He wrote a big fat book called Kfiya Beget, printed by Otter Apolskim. That is the authoritative work on all these kinds of matters. So number one, he points out that later Achronim quote our Marashal to be against the Nesivos. The Marashal seems to say quite clearly, right, that if the Nitva refused to go to Bezdin, right? So he loses. I'm not sure quite what precise law I have to call it. This is a partial quotation. There are other parts of the quotation as well, but that's what he quotes from the Marashal against the Nesivos. So based on this Marashal, the question is why. Why is it so? So Rabbi Gardner suggested a teretz, which I don't think would satisfy the Minhag Yisrael, is the only time that we're discussing the fact that you have a right to collect al pi dinei hagoyim is where the proof is only satisfactory in dinei hagoyim. However, in reality, the chiyuv exists even in Dinei Yisrael. In Jewish law, you have to have two things. You have to be right. You have to be able to prove you're right. But the only shortcoming over here is in a case we cannot prove that he's right. That shortcoming can be overcome in the case of a situation that we're describing here, where the person originally went to the Goyish court. But if you really don't deserve the money in Dinei Yisrael, you may not keep it. But again, this teretz falls short of defending Minhag Yisrael. Everybody keeps it, and they understand in all circumstances. I had the following major chiddush I wanted to say, and today I want to give you an additional chiddush al gabei chiddush. In Or Zeruah, we just read that if the two parties agree to go to secular court, they're in violation. Nonetheless, if the secular court ruled according to Dinei Yisrael, the law stands. We explained why, because the Goyim are included in Dinim, one of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. If they've ruled in accordance with the Goyish law, Din does not stand. Why doesn't it stand? Because you have no right to apply secular law to a case of two Jews. And that violation can be undone by undoing the case, and then now going to be heard by Dayana Yisrael. Yes, they already violated the Fnei Avdol of Yaakov. Okay, that's as far as appearing before the secular court. But as far as applying the secular law, that could be undone by having a second Din Torah by Dinei Yisrael. Fine, but they didn't Din Torah, so we leave it stand as we explained earlier. Fine. What happens in the following case? Reuven wants to go to a din Torah. Shimon refuses. Reuven now goes to Bezin and they give him a letter. You can go to secular court. Rabosai, has Reuven violated anything? Is Reuven in violation of Lifnei v'lo Lifnei Yaakov? Yes or no? Absolutely not. Bezin told him to go. He'll ask, what do you mean? Why not? He's gone to a secular court. You have to look at Rashi and Parshas Mishpatim. In the very first pasuk, Rashi tells us the reason why he may not go to secular court is you're miyakir shem alilim. Or as we saw in the Marshal, you're bocher b'doseim, a chutzpah. You're choosing to go to a secular court where they have to deal with secular law. Reuven is choosing? Did you say choosing? I summoned Shimon to advise him. He refuses to come. What should I do? Bezin says we can't force him to go to secular court. So Reuven hasn't violated anything. Nothing. Osai, my chiddush is, if that's the case, Reuven wins the case in the secular court, and the secular court judges in accordance with its own laws, he wins Medina Yisrael. Because the only reason that the Ozerua gave why, if two of them agreed to go to secular court and they ruled secular law, that the law is invalid, is because they violated Lifneim lo Lifnei Yaakov. But this fellow Reuven did not violate Lifneim lo Lifnei Yaakov. So even though he wins in secular court according to secular law, and in Jewish law he would have lost, it doesn't matter. Reuven can still keep the money. If Shimon wins, he not only violated Lifneim lo Lifnei Yaakov, he's also a Gazlan. What?
How can Reuven pay him? Because then there's the minister Reuven to pay him if Reuven loses.
Again, which case? Let's make sure we're talking about the right case. The case I described, maybe I didn't answer your question properly. The case I described is what will happen if Reuven takes Shimon to secular court and Reuven wins. In secular court, go to secular law. He's two averus, three averus. He took him to secular court. They applied secular law. And he took the money as a thief. This is my chiddush. One more time to repeat it. That if Reuven goes, wants to take Shimon to Bezin, Shimon refuses. And Reuven then has no choice but to go to secular court. And Reuven wins the case according to secular law. He may keep the money. Isaac Goslin in the Seaman says, it's not a Goslin. Because secular law can apply. Because the Goyim are Metzuvah B'dinim. The only thing which undoes the applicability of secular law to us is if Isra of Lifneim. There's no Isra of Lifneim. And the same is true the other way around. Right? Reuven took Shimon to secular court. He's losing. He now goes to Bezin. Bezin throws him out. And Shimon prevails in the secular court. And he would have owed the money in Dina Yisrael. And he says, give it back. No, we don't give it back. The secular law prevailed. Shimon was not a violation of anything. He was forced by Reuven to go to secular court. He wanted to go to Bezin. I think it's a very good chiddush. I think it's a beautiful chiddush. This chiddush I said we learned Sanhedrin, Yeshiva, some years back.
Do you need Shimon to also agree to go to secular court? If Shimon refuses to go to secular court, Kibbul Halai, he goes to recess.
Start again.
In the case of Reuven trying to go to basement.
If Reuven goes to basement, right?
Shimon refuses to go to basement.
Right.
So basement gives Reuven a chance to go to secular court.
Right.
So Reuven goes to secular court. And then Shimon refuses secular court also.
Whoa. Start again. Start one more time.
You can't refuse secular court.
Yeah, but you can do a lie. The point is you can lose the Kibbul Halai there.
Can't. You don't have a choice.
When there's a rule, the Dinya Akum only works when it's Kibbul Halai. You need both of them to go.
No! No, 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 that's my chiddush. In your case, it's a limited case. If both accepted it, then despite the fact that they violated Lifnei Lo Lifnei Yaakov, still, if they happen to pass in Dini Yisrael, it works. Makis is a bigger chiddush. One accepted it, one didn't accept it. So the one who didn't, the one who never wanted to go to the secular court, wanted to go to Bezin, was not a violation of Lifnei. And therefore, if the secular court allows him to win, that money belongs to him at Alpidine Adara. Because he was not a violation of the Fnaim. That's what seems to be clear in the Sarasa Ruah. It's not that clear, but I think it's true. Yes.
What is the punishment that secular law gives is far worse than what the Jewish law?
But talking money or non money?
Let's say it's a money case and they throw him in prison. I mean, so would he still be
That's it. Yeah, that's part of dinner. You decided to tie yourself, as you quote the Maribara Pesh, you tied yourself to the secular law. You made your bed, sleep in it. Now, on both sides, I want to add three words to the quote of the Maharik, to the quote of the Ribera Peretz, which is found in the Chumash Maharik and the Kuf Pei Zayin. Unfortunately, the three words are left out of the quote of the Yamshel Shlomo. He stopped three words too early. But that's the punchline which proves my point. You see the word Adkan? Before the word Adkan, if you look at the Maharik Kuf Pei Zayin, you'll see three other words. And the three words are, the Dina, the Malchusa, Dina. That's critical. It explains to us that Dina, the Malchusa, Dina achieves precisely that result. Precisely that result. And the Beis Yosef quotes in Simen Chavav as follows. I'm going to give you a quotation of the Beis Yosef. A Jew brought a guy to our courts, and the court found that the Jew, the wanton bad Jew who brought the Yisrael to our cause, lost. The plaintiff lost. Now he goes to Jewish court, you throw him out. Ugedola mizu masha v'marik b'shem ribur of Peretz. What do you mean, gedola mizu? Let me explain what I think it means. In the case of the Beis Yosef proper, the secular court was over. They judged, they ruled it. Over already. In the case of the Marik, it wasn't over yet. He was in the... He sees he's losing. Hasn't lost yet. It's already too late. Too late. And we explain exactly why. Once you appear in secular court, then the Goyim have the right to apply whatever law they want because of Dineim. Because of Dina de Machus Dina. Ad kan the Chiddush in Hilchas Dini Mamonos. Fine. My last point in the Shir is to apply this to Hilchas Gittin. The Or HaZeruah is describing cases. Let's read it together. In the Or HaZeruah, we talked about these kinds of situations. It's in the middle of letter Dalet. Dina de Machusa Dina, quotes our Gemara. Holamadata. Let's look together. 1 second. No. Let's read earlier, much, much earlier. End of the first paragraph. Holamadata. Tafilu b'di'evet akam shadonu ein dineyem din. Toha akam sheisu afilu b'din haget posel. Okay. What do you see from this? That if dineyem din in moment, what? What's the logical implication of what he's saying over here? I'm reading the first paragraph. Towards the end of the first paragraph. The HaZeruah is trying to prove that if a secular court rules, the judgment is invalid. In monetary law. Where did he derive it from? From get. Afilu b'di'evet akam shadonu ein dinayim din. To akam sheisu afilu b'din haget posel. What's the implication over here? That if it would be good in Dine Mamanis, then what? What? Could I get into? Nah. That's clear. Otherwise, the Ozer doesn't read straight. Now, it's true. It happens to be true that in this particular case, The Ozer Ruah is referring to a situation where this get Me'usav Yisrael Kedin is a Mukashchin. However, according to our previous Chiddush, Rabbi Osai, listen carefully, once the guy refuses to go to a Beis Din, and he has therefore chosen his choice of law illicitly as being the secular law, and the woman, in this case, not mandatory marital laws, it's divorce law, the woman who wants to get divorced from her husband, and the husband refuses to go to Beis Din. So the woman goes to secular court to do what she can to get her get. Perhaps, even if the secular court is going to force him to put him in prison, and Beis Din Shel Yisrael could not do that, he's not a Mukashchin, it shouldn't matter. The chiddush. So after I said this chiddush to try to help out our case in the Beis Din, let me look in my in the safe of Rabbi Gardner. He wrote a book on it, big fat book, Kfir Beget. I looked in there. I'm not sure if Abbas Mesh has that safer. Probably not.
I think
we do have it. Okay, so look it up. It's on page Mem Aleph, Mem Beis, those pages. He understands the Ozer Ruah somewhat differently. That goyim have no shaychus to gitten klal u klal. And therefore, even if two Jews decide to go to a secular court for dinner gitten, it's completely irrelevant because they have nothing to do with gitten. Money! Dinim is money. It has nothing to do with gittin. Atkan I saw that say I was very disappointed. But the problem is, and I wrote this in a letter to Rabbi Gartner, which is dated Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev of this year, said, according to you, the Ozer Ruah doesn't read straight. How did Ozer Ruah prove that even in dinim mamonis, if they go to a secular court, the din is batel, from the case of Gittin that Pechesim Advez. That's his proof. No proof at all. In Gittin Pechesim Advez, the reason why it's no good is Goyish the court have no Sheikhas and then they're Gittin. As opposed to the Imamanis, where they have a Sheikhas to Dina the Machusadina. So what is the Ozer Ruah's proof? His proof doesn't read straight. Aye, but the question is, the Goyim have nothing to do with nothing to do with Gittin? Not so simple. Who said that's true? We know the Gemara tells us in the Masechta Sanhedrin there exists a concept of marriage and therefore we'll call it divorce with respect to Goyim as well. Masechta Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, V'dovak b'ishto v'lo b'eishes chaveiro. This is the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. There's an Easter of adultery with respect to non-Jews as well. The question, of course, becomes, how does a non-Jewish woman become the wife of a non-Jewish man? They don't have a formal kedushin. They move in together somehow, however we define it. And how does she become no longer his wife? There's an interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin and Chesem Advez. Neimas HaTarasa, Mishapora or Rosha Bashuk. Whoa. The Goyim had a custom that married women cover their hair. Believe it or not. That's a Mefurash Gemara. When she throws off a sheitel, no, I'm not kidding, that's a Gemara, and walks to the street, and she's bizarre with another man, she's innocent. But if she's bizarre with a sheitel on, then she'd be guilty. And that's what the Gemara says. So Goyim have to do with laws of marriage and divorce. Right? I say the husband says, no, keep that sheitel on. He's putting his hand on her sheitel. Don't you dare take it off. You're still mine. She says, no, I'm pulling it off. You have to go to the magistrate. He has to decide who's right. Maybe he'll decide the way someone, you know, he's treating her shabbily. She wants to be an adulterous design. I don't know what he's going to rule on what basis. But he has to rule. Someone has to rule on this. So it's true that Apatara is getting the Kiddushin proper. They don't have our version of the get. But they are, and they do have a connection to whether people, a couple should stay together or get divorced. Perhaps, therefore, in the case that we just described, where the judge threatened to put him in jail, and he gave the get, since she was not in violation of the fnam, the Bezdin gave her permission to go to secular court to do whatever she could do, and the secular judge threatened him with jail, perhaps we should apply the secular law, not to the get. The goy says, I write the get my way, that's obviously no good. But the get written by the Bezdin. But the question is, get a ma'us says no good. And we have rules and regulations when we allow to force the get. Those are our rules and regulations. But this fellow refused to come to Bezdin. He chose to be ruled by their rules and regulations. And in their rules and regulations, whatever public policies they have, they're going to put the guy in jail if he won't give her a get. So I'm suggesting a chiddush niflal halacha v'lo l'maisa. L'lo l'maisa. Perhaps such a get might be valid. Just like in Dinei Mamonos, in this case, the person is allowed to keep the money which a non-Jewish judge gave him, whether it be plaintiff or defendant. Why? Dina de Malchusa Dina, because he was not a violation of the flame at all. And remember, the Arzarua seems to have equated one with the other, mummin and get, because he proved that in mummin it's no good. For the fact that in get it's no good, that implies that if mummin it is good, and get it is good. That's a logic, it's a course in logic, logic 101. So therefore, it seems to me, since B'nai Noach are mitzuvim on dinim, and they are mitzuvim on who should stay married and who should get divorced, perhaps this get might be a valid get. Again, la halacha v'lo l'mais. This concludes my shiur for today. I'll have to take any questions. Yes.
In terms of the halachomer, is it possible that Israel is just taking halachomer, not necessarily it's going both ways?
What do you mean by that?
Meaning, he says that by...
No. He says, but get it's no good. Yeah. And that's the by moment it's no good. Why? If by moment it is good, but get it's no good. He's proven that moment is no good from the fact that get is no good. It has to be that way. I don't see a logical way out of that one. Yes.
Would there be a difference between a get, a specific kind of Jewish get, as opposed to a non-Jewish get?
For example, it has to be a Jewish get. At the end of the day, it has to be by a sofer.
I mean, in saying that the goyim are and they have relevance to these dinim, because the get that they don't have laws of get in it. They're goyim is not big.
Exactly. They're going to fight. Should you take a shekel off or not? But that's what we're talking about over here. That's the get itself. Is he required to give the get or not? Are they required to stay together, to get divorced, things of this nature? That they are. That's part of the dinner. Not the writing of the piece of paper, Chas v'Shalom. Yes?
If Bezdin tells the man that he has to go to a non-Jewish court, because he's refusing to go to Bezdin, to give the get, so they tell him...
No, they didn't say that. Bezdin said, come to Bezdin, we'll decide what I have to do.
I understand.
He refuses.
I understand that. But I'm saying, would that be a way of creating a forced get from the Jewish party by saying, we forced you to go to Bezdin? To go to non-Jewish court to get the get.
I don't understand. He has an easy option. Come to Bezdin.
I understand, but he's refusing to go to Bezdin.
We can't make him refuse. He refused. He made his bed, he sleeps in, as we said before.
No, I'm talking about in terms of what Rabbi said in the beginning of Shir about the non-Jewish court forcing him to write again. That wouldn't be good because it's not a Jew forcing him to write again.
Right.
So if Bezdin says, okay, we're forcing you to go to non-Jewish court. Obviously, they can't force him, but the non-Jewish court can force him to go.
You know, it's interesting. You're raising an interesting point. Rebbe Yashiv Shalita, in his Kovetz Tshuva, said the following case. He was responding to the issue of the get law in New York, and he said like this: if there be a rare case of Vukashchin, and Bezdin will paskin, he forced her to give a get. We lack the weapons. Satmas lead pipes, but the rest of us lack the weapons to achieve these things. So he'll go to a secular court, and the secular court will throw him in jail if he doesn't give a get. So if Yashiv is Mesupik, is this get valid? Can we say that the secular court is doing what the Bezdin Shel Yisrael said to do? They don't think so. They're their own independent people. Maybe we can quetch out a heter in that kind of a case, which is a mukashchin. But he never went beyond that. So I think I answered your question a little bit. Yes?
The course of rulers seems to be in a comparison, it's bringing the comparison from the fact that if the Goyish court forced him, the power of compulsion would be ineffective even though a Jewish court, it would be kosher. So it seems to me, in defense of Rabbi Gartner, it wasn't the laws of divorce, but the compulsion powers of the court that is really the comparison. In other words, there's no raya from Yoz and Wu's analysis that we say substantive divorce laws are like Romanus. The comparison is compulsion of the Goyish court versus compulsion of a Jewish court. By a Jewish court, the compulsion is effective, and by the Goyish court, even though they're doing the same thing, it's ineffective.
Your point is well taken. Nonetheless, I believe that from the fact that the... You're correct, but nonetheless, the fact that the Arzurua is comparing, in his case, what's the case where the Arzurua is comparing the two? Arzurua is proving from...
It's obviously dealing with a divorce, but the piece of the divorce that he's comparing is not substantive divorce law. So you could say, Goyim don't have any concept of Gittin, and Kedushin is Kedas Moshe Yisrael.
Right.
So substantively, they're...
What you...
No Shaifas. But they have a power of they throw you in jail, or compulsion. So you see, even a Jewish court would compel you to be kosher. And now the Galatian court does the same thing, it's ineffective. So we see their powers of compulsion are ineffective. It's true it's in the area of Gittin, but he's focusing on the power to compel.
Mm-hmm. Possibility. Yes?
I don't know if this is... In the case where Reuben, Reuben goes to Beis Din, and Shimon won't go. So then Reuben gets to go to the secular court.
Mm-hmm.
So I already said that if the Beis Din passes in favor of Reuben, if the Arko is passing in favor of Reuben, so they haven't done anything wrong, and he can keep the money.
Right.
If they pass in favor of Shimon.
If they pass in favor of Shimon, who's the Shimon guy?
Shimon's guy.
He refused to go to Beis Din.
Right.
He only insists on going to secular court.
Right.
If he wins in secular court, he's in violation of two things.
Right.
Three things. Lifneiah, Dine Goyim, and Gezel.
So, would Reuben be open to serve with the Iber to pay Shimon?
He has no choice, I guess. They'll put him in jail otherwise. He has no choice. I'm going to go to jail. Okay, thank you very much for listening. How are you?
Sorry.
Good to see you.
See you.
You see me standing up.
The court wants to come in jail. They're just put a bunch of leaders or something like that. They'll do it themselves. Which gets me past the problem.
Put him in jail.
What?
All of the day, put him in jail. Okay, so if you play around with the secular court, you're going to go to jail.
All right.
Okay.